Right. How many of you are keeping up with the basketball championship, the NBA? Who's it going to be? I got to ask you again. Will it be the Warriors? Will it be the Raptors? Is it the Warriors? Who takes that 3 out of 5 and takes home the rings? Okay. Well, that's where we are with that. Let me ask you about this. What are some of the most recent breakthroughs that you've observed in basketball? Not just necessarily the NBA, basketball in general. Well, I had mentioned that I was going to let you hear about a breakthrough. And for those of us who really, really embrace diversity, I think this is going to be meaningful. Check this out.
In front of the mirror, walks out proudly onto the basketball court. A warrior in the making, mind versus body. Hi, my name is Esma Albedawi. I'm a spoken word poet and a basketball player, and I was born in Sudan. So the FIBA Allow Hijab campaign came about from a rule that prevented anyone wearing headgear that was over 5 centimeters long in professional basketball. As a group, we felt like that excluded the Muslim community from taking part in sports, and we decided to campaign. So to have come out and actually ended up fighting FIBA and changing the rules to the game on a global scale is something that just feels so amazing, and something that I'm really proud of myself and the girls that were part of the campaign with me for achieving. In many ways, when I was growing up, I never saw Muslim girls that looked like me on the TV screen. And it meant that now, at least in the upcoming years, we're going to see more Muslim women who look like the younger people who are sitting in front of the screens watching. If I had to give advice to young people, I would always say this. The only way that you can change and make a change is by being the first, because someone else is going to come who's going to see you there and is going to be able to identify with you, and they will also join in, and before you know it, that's how you create a diverse community where people are working together or playing sports together or just doing the things that they love in a space that they enjoy being in. The success of the FIBA Allow Hijab campaign means that Muslim women from all over the world can now compete in professional basketball and wear their hijab. She tells her own story to remind society that we are all just human. Our faiths, races and religions do not define us. When you set out into the world to make a difference, look for common ground. Sports lives in all of us.
And you know, to me, that is such a beautiful story, because I'm thinking, what could possibly be wrong about wearing the hijab while playing basketball? So for instance, you know, is it sinful, for example, to wear a hijab while playing basketball, even on a professional level? Is it unethical to wear a hijab while playing professional basketball? Isn't a hijab a part of clothing? If it's okay to wear, you know, a hat here and a hat there, is it okay to wear a hijab, especially something that is not at all obtrusive on the basketball court or anywhere else for that matter? And hats off to the people who have said, we give you the green light, we give you the blessing, go ahead, wear your hijab, even on court during the games. No problem. How many more Muslim women will be able to participate in a game that they may thoroughly enjoy, possibly even on the professional level, and no longer be ruled out of the game just because of a legitimate piece of clothing. Hats off to the one who was the first one out of the gates. And that does take courage. You know, she said that a lot of times you just have to be the first one. And I tell you what, I admire her for having been willing to be the first one. Asma El Barwadi. Hats off to you. Hats off to those who were responsible for saying yay or nay, for giving the green light to wear the hijab on the basketball court. Think about what change we can make if we'll be willing to be the first ones out and possibly let some of life's best moments come through us. Till next time.